Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom,
send
that
shalom,
Shabbat Shalom.
He don't know the right and do the wrong, shall be spanked with minutes tried. When the Eden come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those, fire they will never be friends.
Fire
you know why? You know why? Yes, them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, 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 Shomer Shabbat, amati Shomer Shabbat, 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 כן ישנם שמנסים את השבת לשמור אך עם כל עסקי החול לא הצליחו לגמור כולנו עדיין עמוק בתאבות והם לא מסוגלים בלי ללכת לעבוד התפלל עבורם שיהיו בשמחה להם אחרי הכל מגיע יום מנוחה להחליף את האנרגיה והתחדש שבת זהו יום שכולך מתחדש אתה סוף אותי בבעבי לא בשביל קופרש את כל המחשבות על הכסף לגרש תזרוק את כל הבורסה מפנים ומדד עזוב את השטויות ומוא תשמור איתי שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת קח את הזמן ותרגע לאט לאט שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת קח את הזמן ותרגע
Shomer Shabbat, keeping the Sabbath. Hope on Sabbath, sabbatical was good, was well, rest and
people, yes, fire, world of people, especially in that black people, me a chat to me, you know.
Fire.
You try a little grudge, you try a little fire. Corruption, you try drugs. When you just a sell up on and I try love. Well, right now, you know, we follow the prophets and the priests from the day before. Yeah, so just say, and all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity.
Fire.
Yeah. So Rasta say, and all the Rastas before we say we believe in love and unity. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa, improve our sex. We must unite together, even the organizer and unite, we have a future. Still have to say, let there be a united Africa, and Ethiopia be the headquarter. But some fool go behind the back of the son of Jada. From that day until now, we don't stop suffer. You don't want to organize and unite with your brother, but you choose to smoke and drink liquor with a stranger. We may want more than black, I wish that time get blacker. This is a black lion, it is something not temper. Could never forget the struggle of poor mama Africa, the big ship. It's a sail across the water. I know the ship he go dock up in a Jamaica. Step off of the ship if it's plantation owner. With a bus craft, me back and I tear me shoulder. Me have to run like me brother when them call Kunta. Run away, to stay in a runaway bay. The struggle of Africa cannot go away. If it's up in a me head, me rewind and play. So the younger generation about to follow. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa, improve our sex. We must unite together, even organize and unite we now. You can feel as we say, let me be a united Africa, and Ethiopia fi be the headquarter. Listen, black is me joy and pride. How can you forget that is the same boat we ride? Kill we one another and I promote genocide with the whole of them. Go with them Satan vibe. Hurt me so much, me have to make and organize. Pick up corruption from under disguise. Bring reality into the youth, them eyes. So them no fi follow the Pope and his guys. Nothing takes accept the knowledge of the wise. So they don't be a victim, being victimized. Yeah. So John Jackson and all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. Unite. So John Jackson and all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. If the Jews do not forget Hitler and his army, how can we forget the struggle, which is slavery? Things that the wicked do not seem to amaze, because them no build no school for educate with people. Instead them build jailhouse and penitentiary, and justify judge one fine with guilty. And them figure get to youth and many to society. So you check you, my brother, and me check me, and bring more love in the black community. Unity is strength between you and me. So just say, and Rasta say, so just say, Africans come together, East, West, North, and South Africa, improve our sex. We must unite together, even the organized and unite we now, but you just say,
never stop healing King Selassie I, for I know he's the guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop healing King Selassie I, healing I, Father for all above us unite. Yeah. Every day Babylonians with their masquerade and parade, I must drop out, and all the yo them I tell them can't get me off the road, me road. Oh, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie I. Oh, I know he's a guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never never stop healing King Selassie. Hail him I, on a parole above a Janai. Yeah, the system is like a time bomb waiting to explode. Wicked you can't hide, soon explode. Now your true self revealing, like torn amongst the road. Never ever stop feeling King Selassie. For I know he's the guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie. Hail him I for the parole. Hey, I'm all good tonight. Everyday Babylonians with their masquerade and parade, living like circus clowns behind their masks, so afraid. But if I ever get the bucket go out when the bottom must drop out, and I'll let go them and tell them can't get me off the road. Yeah. Oh, I could I never ever stop healing King Selassie.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shalom. Salantanat Einayist Elin. In the last week's Parsha, sabbatical. Shalom. Salantanat Einayist Elin. In the last week's Parsha, in the last sabbatical, Lekha Lika, get thee out, go for thyself, the previous Torah portion, RSS number 3, it had recounted how Abram, Father Abram, now this is right before his name change and his status, so the upgrading of his standing, Abraham's standing. How was Abram's standing upgraded to Abraham along with that name change? So in the previous parsha, Lech Lecha, the previous Torah portion, Sabbath, get thee out, it recounted how Abraham left everything behind in response to the promise of the divine inheritance given by Jah Rastafari as a result of his Shamma, as a result of his hearing intelligently. As the word says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit, the Irish, saith to the churches. After all, we know, could be the first trump, it might as well be the last. But for Abram, as a result of his Shamma, his
hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by that word of Yahweh, truth and life. As a result of his obedience, Jah told Abram that he would become the father, the Ab, right, the father of a multitude. He would become Abraham, not just the high father, the Abram, but he would become the Abraham, the Abraham, the father of a multitude of people as numerous as, quote, the stars in Shemayim, as the stars in heaven, in the heavens. Now, even in his old age, Abraham, he amened. He admitted, he trusted, he credited, and built up his credit rating in the promise, in the yea and in the amen, that Jah counted him righteous for that faith, because he admitted in Jah promise. He admitted in Jah word and in the revelation. So Jah counted him righteous as a tzaddik for his faith. Now, 13 years later, Jah renamed him Abraham. So get this. We have to look at the time as well. Time, right? The time and the season, right? The signs of the time. So 13 years later, Jah, Yahweh, Yahowah, he who be, who he be, Baruch Hashem, renamed Abraham Abraham, and made a unilateral covenant, a unilateral agreement, right? A covenant, a compact, right? We could say a contract, but even higher than all contracts is that covenant of he who he be, to give him, to give Abraham the land of Canaan, of Canaan, as an everlasting and eternal possession. Yahuwah further commanded Abraham and his seed and his descendants to be circumcised, right? The covenant of circumcision, circumcised as a sign of the covenant, as a sign of that sealing, as it were. Now, the parasha, this parasha, the RSS number 4, continuing the narrative, Vayera, right, and he appeared, it begins with these words, and the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre. Now, the KJV will say the plains, right, of Mamre. These are the oaks, the strong trees of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. In the Hebrew, it reads, Vayere Elau Yehovah be Elonei Mamreya, where Hoa Yosheb Patach or Fatach Ha Ohel Kohom Hayom. And Jah appeared to him by the oaks, the strong trees of Mamre. Wayera Elau Yehovah be Elonei Mamreya, by the oaks, the strong trees of fullness, as he sat at the door of his tent, where Hua Yosheb, or some would pronounce it, where Hua Yosheb, Fatah or Patah Ha Ohel, Kehom Ha Yom, as he sat by the door, at the door, at the opening, the Patah is the opening, the Patah Ha Ohel, the opening of his tent, or the door of his tent, Kohom Hayom, in the home, like Ham, Ham, we say Ham or Kam, Ham, hot, the heated part, Kohom, when it was the heat, Kohom Ha of the Yom, when it was the heat of the day. Now, according to ancient Judaic and Hebraic scholars and sages, it was just 3 days. It's said to be 3 days after the performance, right, of his circumcision, the time of the most intense pain as a result of the procedure of circumscribing, that Yahuwah appeared to Abraham by the Elonei Mamre, by the Elonei Mamre or Mamreya, by the oaks, the oak trees, the strong trees, the hayel, the power trees of Mamre, or the Elone Mamre, the strong trees of fullness. Nonetheless, despite his discomfort, circumcised. We're talking about according to the old covenant. We're talking about the natural things first, right? According to, not speaking of for us, the circumcision of our hearts, but we're learning about the circumcision of our hearts by that circumcision of Abraham's flesh. So despite his discomfort in a display of what's known as Haka Nasat Ochim, or hospitality in the Hebrew, Masten Gedo, right, he rushed off. Despite his, see, when we're reading the story that says Abraham, we think, oh, he was 90-something, or he was way up in age, you know, like in the years that he was. No, it wasn't just that. But this was supposed to be like 3 days or so. 3 days, the third day. Beware of the third day. So despite that discomfort, right, he still displayed hospitality, right? Haknasat Ochim, hospitality, as he rushed off to prepare a meal for the three mysterious guests. Who be they? These three mysterious guests who appeared Kahom Hayom in the heat, in the hot part of the day. Not like it was with Adam Wahewan, where it was in the cool of the day. No, this was Kahom Hayom. This was in the heat. The heat is on, right? The heat is on. Now, while the three men were eating, right? Now we know the revelation. This is the revelation of Kedush Selassie, of Hashalush HaKadosh, Beit Abraham, in the house of Abraham. But while the three men were eating, one of them announced that in exactly 1 year, right, in exactly one Shana, 1 year, he would return to them, and Sarah would then give birth to a son. Sarah, right, her name also was changed, and her status, her standing, right, both her, we could say, that outer, that understanding, but also that inner standing. But even there's a more inner standing status adjustment to go on for Sarah as well, because Sarah, who had been listening, she was Sarah dropping. She wasn't eavesdropping, but she was listening, right, from the tent door, from behind the Patach HaOhel, right, from behind the opening of the tent, or the tent door. She heard this. She heard the reasoning that was going on with the three guests and her husband Abraham, and she laughed within herself at the suggestion. Now, to this, Yehovah, he who be who he be, some say, even I think our brother from the Hebrew for Christian, he says disguised, right? Disguised as one of the three guests, replied, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed be a child now that I am old? Is anything too wonderful for Yehovah, he who be who he be? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next Shana, next revolution, next cycle, next year, and Sarah shall have a son.'" Now, here we get the narrative, as it goes forward, the narrative kind of, we get two, almost like a split screen, like when you're watching a movie, the split screen, right? The three guests, then they set out, right, for Sodom. Now, Abraham, he accompanied the three guests, right, the Trinity, right, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush HaKadosh, he accompanied Kedush Selassie to see them off, you know, as anyone who's hospitable would do. Then Yahweh said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that he shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations, all the goyim of the earth shall be blessed in him?" Yehovah then explained that he who be was going to see if the outcry against the wicked cities of Sodom where Gomorrah was true, and if so, was going to pronounce judgment upon it and upon them. Now, Abraham, he then drew near to question Yehovah about his intent. "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked?" he asked. "Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" In a profound sequence of hypothetical, legal, lawful questions and answers, Abraham asked Yehovah, he asked Jah, whether he would destroy the entire city if 50 righteous dwelt there. "No," answered Yehovah. not if there were 50 in the city. Well, how about 45? No, again, answered Yehovah. Abraham began showing some chutzpah. Meshugana, some chutzpah here. What about 40? 30, 20, 10. Then, Yehovah then stated that if even 10 tzaddikim were found there, he would spare the city from his wrath, and then went his way. So this meeting of, this appearing of Yahweh, of Yahweh, truth and life, the Beit Abraham, this is the Torah portion that we're going to aliyah and listen to the reading and feeding, and stay tuned also for the Mishnah, the second service, after this first service where, Jah willing, we will reason more on the revelation and some of the basic building blocks here in this fourth Torah portion reading and feeding known as Vayera. And Jah appeared to Abraham. Kedush Salase, the Holy Trinity, Bebeta Abraham, in the house of Abraham. Stay tuned. Wendemoch etoch. Habarim, shalom, habarim, shalom.
Lioness Isaiah.
Thank you.
Yeah, holy man, we like King Selassie, I John Young Kasai. That one is dedicated to Snuggy Ranks. Yeah, big up Snuggy Ranks. And it's a sign that I'm Gomorrah. Yeah, I'm not sure to see tomorrow. And it's a sign that I'm Gomorrah. Yeah, I'm not sure to see tomorrow. Cause the youths them acting so strange, busting their guns just like John Wayne. And every day one another brother gets slain, smoking crack and sniffing cocaine. Another brother life gone in vain. And it's a sign that I'm Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. I see my sisters dressing so strange, looking like a girl from a Playboy page, selling their body for a little small change, into your life and try to rearrange. So this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. Ooh, 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 brothers, ooh, 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 sisters, ooh, ooh. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. Ooh, 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 brothers, ooh, 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 sisters, ooh, cause the youths them acting so strange, busting their guns just like John Wayne. And then they did another brother get slain, smoking crack and sniffing cocaine. Another brother life gone. Tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. So this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. And this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. You're not sure to see tomorrow.
Fire burn! Fire burn! Fire burn! Fire burn! Fire burn! Tell them to be the real topper topper, then forward we go, and make we know we don't go back at them. I'm gonna say they're lost, for warm to them, them can't take with life, I'm gonna snub up. I want them, you see them as some mothers. They see ya. Tell them we're not afraid to cry, night and day, skies and sky, big tune apply. Sodom and Gomorrah, take your dirty self away. It's not shock, it's today. All right, so, chance. Burn down Sodom and Gomorrah. Them don't know the minute now, the hour now, tomorrow. Chant, burn down Sodom. Dibi dibi, so they must be sick, they must be far off. Me sing, just the beginning of them sorrow. Son boy gone down in a Sodom and Gomorrah. I sing, just the beginning of them sorrow. That is not shot, I know them life in a sorrow. Me sing, money is not shot, make neither borrow. You mad? No smoke, no coke, and parrot. You fool? Rude boy, no live in a man shadow. Dibi dibi, son boy, you left your inside alone. Who got man head of go pushing a the barrow. Little life gone right down in a the farrow. Mama all about say them inside a law. Let your whole family in a pain and sorrow. Where we sing, just the beginning of them sorrow.
sound.
Why gone down in a Sodom and Gomorrah, I sing. Just the beginning of them sorrow. This here is not just sound, boy, you must be parrot, so me sing. Chant, burn down Sodom and Gomorrah. Them none want the minute, now the hour, now tomorrow. Chant, burn down Sodom. Dippy-dippy sound, boy, me say them must be parrot. There is not, tell them we don't stop beat the drum. Dippy-dippy sound, boy, them a fi go go dung. Find out them life gone down in a Sodom. Now yell them what they call when we say them bung. Now drink them any and now drink them rum. Come and sound clash and a beat off them tongue. Righteousness nobody take this for fun. Them this life clash and know the fire go burn them a go dung. Just the beginning of them sorrow. Sound boy gone down in a Sodom and go and go.
Yeah, man, like Capleton, again, gonna ride up, right here, pure what, huh?
Yeah, man, some of us spend time in the city of Dan, we just put the fire upon us, and we come down, so all the man who ready for bond, let me go see the hand, then. Yo, no, hey,
when you see them, you will know them, don't know who they know about. Come from here, then you will know them. Listen to the way all them spoken. From here to them, you will know them. Then you would not know how to choose them.
Oh, from here, then you will know them. Listen to the way all them spoken. Listen to your girl. You know, see a beast among them.
I saw them at them. I eat them, why? To me, you shun the woman them. Them not like me, I'm not like them. When you say me, you're good. That's why we now go in and run with them.
Well, Bundy, I say, well, we gon' crack them all.
Which part we caught them in at the dance hall? None of them can escape this judgment ball. Come and found them guilty after all. Bundy and the highway all as we throw all the wall. We don't see no high water, but we see no for ball. Enough dumb shock, but we still hear them a call. Just say them a music, but me just say them a stall. Just say them a David, but me just say them a stall. Where them a go to all in a the roll call. Judgment go take them in a the judgment ball. Never send them go mix up with the wall. Never send them go refrigerant off. Never tell them to mail with our business. This the profit them head a roll like.
There wasn't 10 good men inside a mega mirror. remember Santa Mango Mirror. See that? Yeah, yeah. Remember Santa Mango Mirror. Yeah. How it burned to the ground. Oh, yeah. There wasn't any good man inside a mango mirror. No, there wasn't any good man inside a mango mirror. No, no, that's why it burned to the ground.
Chapter 18. Chapter 18.
We're gonna chase those friends.
Chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. He sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from my servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter, and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before him. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. The Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. Chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, and they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides? Son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld. And lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down or when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, 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 Mich. Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni el, ki hasiti vach, 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 vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata, 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 ata. Tovati val alecha, 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 val alecha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore. Forevermore, forevermore. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blessing.
Mizmor, Mizmor Teit Zayin, Mizmor Teit Zayin, Psalm 16, Mizmor Teit Zayin, Psalm XVI, Miktam Ledawi, a Miktam of David, Shamreni El, Ki Hasiti Vak, keep I, O El, for I have taken refuge in the eye. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Aleka. I have said to he who be who ye be to Jehovah, thou the I art Adonai Ata. I have no good but in the eye. Tovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshim Asher Ba'aret Heima Weadire. Call Hefzi Bam. As for the holy, the idle ones that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Yerubu Atsubotam Achir Maharu Balasika Nisakehem Midam Ubal Esa Etashimotam Alisifatai. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Yerubu atzavotam achir maharu. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange for another. Balasika nisakehema midam. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Ubal esa etashimotam al sifatai. Nor take their names up on my lips. Yahuwah menata chelki wukosi ata tomika gorali. O Jehovah, he who be thee, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, of my chalice, thou, the I, maintainest
my life. Gebalima na fluli, bana emin. Afa na chlata, shafra alai. The lines are falling to I in pleasant places, yea. I have a goodly heritage. Ibareka, eti Yahua, Ashera ye atani, afle lota yisaruni, kili yotai. I will bless Jehovah, he who be, we be. Ibareka, eti Yahua, who have given me, who have given I counsel. Ashera ye atani, yea, for show. In the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, my emotions instruct I. Afale lota yisaruni akili yotai. Shuiti Yahuwa lenegadita mi. Kime mini bal emota. I have set Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Always before me, always before I. Shuiti Yahuwa lenegadita mi. Surely he is at my right hand. Kime mini. I shall not be moved. Bal emota. Lashkin, samachali bi, vayagel kovodi, af besari yishkon alavetach. Therefore, my heart is glad, lachin, samachali bi, and my glory rejoiceth, vayagel kovodi. My flesh also dwelleth in safety, af besari yishkon alavetach. Ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, lo titen achasideka lerota shachata. For thou, the eye, wilt not abandon my soul, my nefesh, into the nether, to the nether world. Thou wilt not abandon her to the nether world. Lo, ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, neither will the eye suffer thy godly, thy chassid. One to see the pit, thy holy one to see corruption. Lo titen chassideka lerota shachata. Tod ain oracha chayi. Sova shmachota etapaneka. Ne'emota biyamineka netzach. Thou, the eye, makest I to know the path of life. Tod aini oracha chayim. In thy presence, in thy face, is fullness of joy. Sova shmachota etapaneka. In thy right hand, bliss, pleasantness, pleasure for evermore. Ne'imota bemineka. Netzach, 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 netzach.
My mom. Mizmor Tetzain Michtam, 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 Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni El, Ki Hasidi Vach, Vach,
Vach. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord,
Adonai Ata, 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 Tovati, Val Aleha, Val Aleha, Val Aleha, Val Aleha, Val Aleha,
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At my right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore.
Thank you.
מזמור ט"ז, נחתם לדוד. שומרני אל, כי חסיתי בך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טובתי בל עליך. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואת בירי כל חפצי בם. ירבו עד צבותם אחר מהרו, בל אשיך נשכהם מדם, ובל אשא את שמותם על שפתי. אדוני מנת חלקי וחוסי, אתה תומך גורלי. חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי. אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרוני חיליותי. שיביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי מימיני בל אמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת. תודיעני אורח חיים, שובע שמחות את פניך, נעימות במנחה נצח.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be, our Elohim, he who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation, then say, Achad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adonenu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh, is his name, Kadosh, holy and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora, Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be with me. Gadlu layahua iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, Yachdau, Yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, Lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, y'all, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki Kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, ha Torah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who give it Torah, the law, give it Torah, 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 law,
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
ata Adonai, Baruch abba Yerushalayim,
Yerushalayim.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible. And what me say, read up your Bible. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciple. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciple. And what me say, say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make a bust a chapter. To the beginning of a wisdom is the fear of Jah-Jah. In a day bottom, let's be gonna make with us to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, Maxine Bartlett on the micro center. We say no, no wicked man, them could have ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, tell me only Father. They say enough, I am not here where the righteous gather. That's not me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say, look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say, in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city, with a Addis Ababa, or a Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say, that was given unto me by his imperial majesty, Emperor Selassie. It's written in the book, it's a Zion destiny. A new Jerusalem, me come fi set up the way. A new garden, you come fi plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man, see my telling everybody, this is truth, roots, the unreality. So me say, read up your Bible, only fi read your scripture. Read up your Bible, only fi read that chapter. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Say, read up every word, cause every word is true. Say, read up every word and apply the word to. Apply it in your life, say, and you would not get through. King Selassie in your life, and you will never feel you. Jesus Christ in your life, and you will surely get through. Jehovah, the power, the spirit, and the word. Now, to the young man, Simba, with the lyrical verb. If you read up your Bible, not to get down, live like Jah-Jah disciple. And when me say, who read up your Bible, who not to get down, live like Jah-Jah disciple. No matter this and we no wicked miss and neither evil. No need with no corrupt neither deceitful. We can you know say them the people, them are not Jah-Jah people. Jah-Jah people say them are smiling people. We say school faced people, them are not crazy devil. You know say I am I jam and we are going natural. To be Selassie I is I am I credential. Jah-Jah I am Dandy Dandy general. Yes I'm Selassie I say you want to feel martial. And Jarrah and Farah is even a partial. So when we come to know we're telling each and everyone on the bed and read up your Bible. And not again on the bed and read up your Bible. And if your life's a like a Jah-Jah disciple. If your life's a like a Jah-Jah disciple. Jah-Jah.
היום, אל לברק, ושינון תנגבניקה, וטיבסת בן, ושיבתקה בביתקה, ולחסקה בדרך, ושחבקו ומחה, וכתבת מאוד על ידיך, והיו לתוספות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות, ביתקה ובשעריך.
Stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rishon, the first, the head, the first, the Rishon, the Ras one, the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, picking up here with the first book of Moshe, from the Sefer Bereshit, here Genesis chapter 18, for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, Abram, the friend of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Compare, contrast, John chapter 3, John's Gospel chapter 3, verse 29, as well as John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 13 to verse 15. Here, for the Rishon, Aliyah, up offering up for this Shabbat, Wayera. Beshem Ha'ab, where Habain, where Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the One. Wayera Elayoa Yahuwah, Be Eloneya Mamre, Wehua Yosheva Petacha HaOhel, Kehom HaYom. And Jehovah appeared to him. Wayera Elayoa Yahuwah, in the plains of Mamre, by the terebinths, the tree, the strong tree of Mamre, Be Elonei Mamre. And he sat in the tent door, Wuhu Yoshev Petach HaOhel, in the heat of the day, Kehom Hayom. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, look, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, Adonai, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, make a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye y'all shall pass on. For therefore are ye y'all come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou, the I, hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it to a young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said to him, where is Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee, I, according to the time of life, the Iowa of life, and lo, Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy wife, thy woman, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? Adoni, my Lord, being old also? And Jehovah said to Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for Yahweh, for Jehovah? At the time that I were appointed, I will return to thee, according to the time of life, the Iowa of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Shema, here for the Sheni, Aliyah, for the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 18, here at verse 15, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading here. Wata kahesha sara lemor lo zahakti akia yarea vayomer lo ki zahakit Watakahesha Sara lemor lo zahakti akia yarea. Why, Omer? Lo, ki, zahakit. Then Sarah denied, saying, Wata kachesha Sarah. Then Sarah denied, saying, Wata kachesha Sarah, lemor. I laughed not. Lo, zahakti. For she was afraid. Ki yarea. And he said, nay, nah. Wayomer lo. And he said, lo. And he said, nay. Wayomer lo. Ki zahakit. But thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, from there, and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Jehovah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Jehovah to do justice and judgment, that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And Jehovah said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their chati'at, their akari, is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come to I. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet listening to Yahuwah before Jehovah. Abraham the intercessor, verse 23. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the ratchet, with the wicked? Peradventure, perhaps, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee, I, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the ratchet, with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, as the ratchet. That be far from thee, I. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Shall not Hashofet call Haaretz do right? And Jehovah said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me, upon I, to speak to Adonai, to speak to Adonai, who am but dust and ashes, peradventure, perhaps. Peradventure there shall lack five of the fifty righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy. And he spake to him yet again and said, Peradventure, perhaps there be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said, Oh, let not Adonai be angry. Al na yichar la Adonai. And I will speak, peradventure perhaps, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to Adonai. Peradventure, perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, let not Adonai be angry. Al na yichar la Adonai. And I will speak yet, but this once, peradventure, perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And Jehovah went his way as soon as he left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia, hoy. Hear, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, the Sefer Bereshit, here picking up with Genesis chapter 19, here for the Shalishi, the third reading, the Shalishi Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Wayabu Shne Hamalatim Sidoma Ba Erev. Wlota Yosheva Bi Shaara Sidom Wayare Lota Wayatama Likaratama Wayisha Tahua Apayim Arza. Here, for the Shalishi, the third reading here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Genesis chapter 19, the destruction of Sodom, the third step in Lot and Lot's backsliding. A great man in Sodom. Wayabuwa Shne Hamalakim, and there came two angels to Sodom. Wayabuwa Shne Hamalakim Sodoma Ba Erev, and there came Shne Hamalakim, two angels to Sodom, Sodoma. Ba Erev, in the Erev, in the evening, Ba Erev. And Lot and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. We Lot Yoshev be Sha'ara Sodom. And Lot and Lot seeing them. Wayare Lot and Lot seeing them. Rose up to meet them, Wayakama Likaratam, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Wayishatahu Apayim Arza, and there came two angels to Sodom at evening. Wayabu Shneha Malakim Sodoma Ba Erev. And Lot and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, Lot Yosheb be Sha'ara Sodom. And Lot seeing, Wayare Lot rose up to meet them, Wayakama Likaratam, and he bowed himself, Wayishatahu, with his face toward the ground, Apayim Arza. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in. Waya yomer hine na Adonai suru na. Turn in, I pray thee, I pray you, into your servant's bait, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye and y'all shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay. And they said, nah. But we, I and I, will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in to him, and entered into Beito, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house, compassed the bait, round both old and young, all the people from every quarter. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot, and they called to Lot, and said to him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. And Lot, and Lot, and Lot, and Lot, and Lot went out at Petaha, the door, the door, the door, the door. And Lot went out at the door, petaha, to them, and shut the door after, and shut dalet, wahadalet, the door after him. Vayetzeya elehem Lot, petaha, wahadalet, wahadalet, sagar. And said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly, do not so rashly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do ye deal to them as is good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near, to break Hadalet. To break the dalet, to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot and pulled Lot and pulled Lot into the bait, into the house to them, and shut ha dalet, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves. They wearied themselves to find ha patach, to find the door. And the man said to Lot, hast thou here any besides? Son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring out of this place, for I and I will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and Yahuwah and Jehovah have sent I and I to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake to his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for Jehovah will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked to his sons-in-law. And when the Boker in the morning rose, then Ha-Malakim, the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take Ishteka, take thy wife, thy woman, and thy two daughters who are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of Ishto, upon his woman, his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Jehovah being merciful to him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said to them, not so, my lord. And Lot said to them, Al na Adonai Allah Adonai. Oh no, Adonai. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed to me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, unless some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. There. Is it not a little one? Isn't it a little one? And my soul, my nafshi, and my psyche shall live. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the Revi'i Aliyah, hear for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, hear for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 19, here at verse 21, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering for Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Wayomer elayo hine nasati yafaneka dama la davar haze libilitia hafkia etahair asher dibarta. And he said to him, Wayomer elayo elayo elayo, see, I have accepted thee, concerning this thing also. Hine nasati yafaneka gam la davar haze, that I will not overthrow this city. Wayomer elayo hine nasati yafaneka gam la davar haze libilitia hafkia etahair, for which thou hast spoken, asher dibarta. Haste thee, escape thither, there, for I cannot do anything, till thou become there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth, the earthly plain, when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Jehovah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Jehovah out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But Ishto, his Isha, his Orset, his woman, his wife, but Ishto looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the Boker in the morning to the place of Makom where he stood lifne Yahuwah before Jehovah. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, look, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when Elohim, the true God, destroyed the cities of the plain, that Elohim remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. When he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt, and Lot and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Avinu, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make Avinu, our father, drink wine, and we will lie sexually with him, that we may preserve seed of Avinu, of our father. The last step in Lot's backsliding, verse 33. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the first one went in and lay sexually with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold now, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lay and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of Avinu, of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay sexually with him. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus, like this, were both the daughters of Lot, the daughters of Lot, with child of their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called Shemo his name Moab. Moab, the same is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called Shemo his name Ben Ami, the same is the father of the children of Ammon to this day. And here, Shema Yisrael, give here, Genesis chapter 20, Abraham's lapse at Gerar. And Abraham journeyed from thence from there toward Ha-Negev, toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, Ishto, Sarah, his Isha, his wife, Sarah, Ishto, his Oset, his Ashet, she is my sister, she Achoti, she Hitte, she my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, Melech of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Behold, I art but a dead man, for the woman, the Isha, the Oset, the Eshet, which thou hast taken, for she is a man's Isha, she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Adonai, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, She is Achoti, she is Hitte, she is my sister, and she, even she herself said, He, Achi, he is when the man is with my man, he is my brother. Hello, who? Amarli, Achoti, he, with he, Gam, he, Amra, Achi, who? In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this thing. Bitam Levavi Levavi Uabe Nika Nik Nik Nikion Nikion Nikapai Kapai City Zot And Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning, from ucking up against me. Therefore suffered I not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man, Eshet, the man's woman, the man's wife, his Oset, his Isha. For he, Nabi, is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the Boker in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What hast thou done to us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great uckery, a great sin, a great chatiat? Thou hast done deeds to me that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? What sawest thou, the eye, that thou hast done this? What sawest thou that thou hast done this, 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 this?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, the fifth Aliyah here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath. And he appeared here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshit, here we pick up with Genesis chapter 21 at verse 5 for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Wayera. With Abraham ben Me'ata Shanna. Behi waled aloa, eta yitzchaka benoa. And Abraham was 100 years old. With Abraham ben Me'ata Shanna, when his son Yitzchak, Isaac, was born to him. Behi waled aloa, eta yitzchaka benoa. And Sarah said, Watomera Sarah. And Sarah said, Elohim hath made me to laugh. So that all that hear will laugh with me. Watomera Sarah. Sehoka asali Elohim, kola ha-shomeya yitzchak li. And Sarah said, Elohim has made me to laugh. Sehoka asali Elohim. That here will laugh with me. Kola ha-shomeya Yitzchak Ali. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Yitzchak, that Isaac was weaned. Here, picking up verse 9, the bondwoman and her son cast out. The bondwoman and her son cast out. Compare and contrast Galatians chapter 4. Focus verses 21 to 31. Galatians chapter 4, focus verses 21 to 31. Hear. Genesis chapter 21, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, who she had born to Abraham,
Make,
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 make.
Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Yitzhak, with Isaac. And the thing, and the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of Beno, because of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, make it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman and all that Sarah has said to thee. I hearken to her voice, for in Yitzhak, for in Isaac shall thy seed, thy race, be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed, Zaikah. And Abraham rose up early in the boker in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness to Midbar of Beersheba, of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, make me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad, and the Melaka Elohim, the angel of Elohim, called to Hagar out of Shemaim, out of heaven, and said to her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Elohim, the true God, opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt Bamidbar in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness of Faran, of Paran. And Imo and his mother took him a Isha, a woman, a wife, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt.
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 And hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah, the sixth up-authoring, here for this Shabbat Wayera, for this Sabbath, and he appeared. Here picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 21, here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah.
The Aliyah.
Wayehiya, Be'aita Hahiya, Wayomera Abi Melech, Uwa Fikola Saras Ba'o, Ela Avraham Leimor Elohim Imeka Bikol Asher Ata Ose Bikol Asher Ata Ose. And it came to pass at that time, at that hour, Wayehiya Be'aita Hahi, that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake to Abraham, saying,
said to Abraham, saying, Wayomer Avi Melech Ua Fikol Saras Vaoa El Abraham Lemor. Elohim is with thee, I. Elohim Emeka. Elohim Emeka. Elohim is with the I. Elohim Emeka. Bekol Asher Ata Ose. Elohim is with thee, I, in all that thou doest. Now, therefore, swear to me, swear to I, here, Elohim, by Elohim, the true good, the true God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, with I, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, I, thou shalt do to I, to me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. I don't know who has done this thing. Neither didst thou the I tell me. Did the I tell the I? Neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou the eye has set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs, these 7 female lambs, for 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me, to I, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because they swear, both of them. Thus, like this, they made a covenant at Beersheba. At Beersheba, then Abimelech rose up and Phicola, the chief captain of his hosts, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name, on the shame of Yahuwah, of Jah. Jehovah, the everlasting God. B'shem Yehovah El Olam. And called there on the shame of Yehovah, of Jehovah, El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tiye, viti vaha. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tiye, viti vaha. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tiye, viti vaha. Vihu haya, vihu hove.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia, hoy. Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shavi'i. Hear for the Shavi'i, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering. Hear for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath. And he appeared. Senvet Tegelet Alet. Sabbath he revealed to him. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis from the Sefer Bereshit. Here, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 22. Here for the Shavi'i. Here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering. Here. Shema'ah. The offering of Yitzchak. The Akedah of Yitzchak. Kaf Beit. Vayihiya achar hadbarim ha'ele. With ha Elohim nisah et Avraham. Vayayomer elayo Avraham. Vayayomer hineni. And it came to pass after these things, Vayihiya achar hadibarim ha'ele, that ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, did tempt Abraham with ha'elohim nisa et Abraham, and said to him, Abraham. Why Yomer Elayo Avraham? And he said, behold, here. Why Yomer Hineni? And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Yitzchak, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Vayomer kachna et bineka et yechideka asher havta et yitzchak with lekeleka el aretz ha-moriya. With ha elehu sham le ola ola achada he harim asher omar eleika. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Yitzchak beno his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had told him. Vayashkem Abraham ba'boker vayachibosh et chemoro with yikach et shnei ne'arai ito with et yitzchak beno vaya baka etzeya ola vayakam vayelek ilaha makom Asher amar lo ha-Elohim. Then, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Vayom ha-Shelishi wa Isa Abraham et Ainayo wa Yare et Makom me Rahoy. And Abraham said to his young men, abide y'all here with the ass, then I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Vaya yomer Abraham illa ne arayo. Shivua lakem po im hachemor wa hania we ha na ara nelka adako we nisha tachwe we na shuva e laikem. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Yitzhak Beno, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Yitzhak spake to Abraham, his father, and said, Avi, my father. And he said, Hineni, Beni, here. I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a ola, burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, Elohim yered lau. Elohim will provide himself for himself a lamb for a ola. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had told him of. And Abraham built an altar, Mizbeach, there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Yitzhak Aveno, his son, and laid him on the Mizbeach, the altar, upon the wood, the Eitz. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay Beno, his son. And the Malachiah, the angel of Jehovah, called to him out of Shemaim, out of heaven, the heavens, and said, Abraham. And he said, Hineni, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest, thou respectest, thou reverence Elohim, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me, from I. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a ola, burnt offering, in the stead of Beno, his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, that spot. Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Yahweh Jehovah, it shall be seen. The Abraham covenant confirmed, I affirmed, verse 15. And the Malachi Yahweh, the angel Jehovah, called to Abraham out of Shemaim, the heavens, the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, said Yahweh Jehovah, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld, Baneka, has not withheld the I, son. Thine only son, with law, chashakta eta bineka eta yechideka. that in baraka, in blessing, I will bless the eye, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed, thy race, as the stars of Hashemayim, the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed, thy race, shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed, race, shall all the nations, all the goyim, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to gather to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And here, for the maftir reading here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 22, here at verse 20 for the maftir reading. Wayehi achrei ha-deparim ha-eile. Waya yukada le Abraham le mora. Hine yaldaha milka. Kam hi apanima le nahora achika. And it came to pass after these things, why he achre ha debarim ha ele, that it was told Abraham. Waya yukada le Abraham, saying, le mora. Hine, behold. Behold, Milcah, she also hath borne children. Hine yaldaha Milcah, gam hi banim, to thy brother Nahor. Li Nahor achika. Vayehi achrei hadebarim haele. Vayeyugada li Abraham leimor. Hine yaldaha Milcah, gam hi banim, li Nahor achika. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children to Achika, thy brother Nahor, whose his firstborn, and Booz, his brother, and Kimguel, the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Chazo, and Tildash, and Yidlaf, and Betuel. And Betuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Reumah. She be also Teba and Gaham and Tahash and Maaka. After the reading of a section of Ha Torah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing, it said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, Ha'Torah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh Ve'imru Amen.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayei olam natei Vatokanu Barukata Yahweh Notain HaTorah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu tihye, v'tifara. V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu tihye, v'tifara.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debreihem Hane'amarim ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, what does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. Besama abo wawalet mafesa kadus ahaduam lak. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet to Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear Yahweh Buruku, and the creditor is come to take to him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of Elohim Buruku, and he said, Go, sell the oil and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, who was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said to her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of Elohim Buruku, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, and a stool, and a lampstand. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came there, and he turned to the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, Say now to her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she have no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son, a bane. And she said, nay, my master, thou man of Elohim, do not lie to thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said to her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reaper. And he said to his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of Elohim and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called to her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of Elohim and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Shabbat. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward with the feet. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came to the man of Elohim, Uruku, to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of Elohim saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold yonder, that Shunammite, run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say to her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of Elohim to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of Elohim said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And Yahweh Buruku have hid it from me, and have not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my master? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not, and if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as Yahweh liveth, Buruku, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon him twain and prayed to Yahweh Buruku. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come to him, he said, take up thy son, thy bane. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole kitamawi halisilasi. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Jah Rastafari, elect of himself. Bisham gitachim and halitachim. Yeshua.
We be loving the covenant, Haile Selassie the first is the government. It's about to heat up, grab the oven mitt. Speaking the gospel to all of the public, came to ruffle the feathers, changing the weather, those heathens are clever. I try to endure while I'm on this endeavor, even our forefathers walked in the desert. Led by a pillar of fire at night, it seemed like the day even though it was night. Led by a pillar of cloud in the day to show us the way.
somehow we went astray. Those Israelites walking up the way, looking at all the trouble that we in today. Now we looking for better days. Are we puffing on purple haze?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. On the replay. Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now, 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 now. Call in, call in, call in, call in, call 515.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days. 7 days, 7 days, 7 days.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot Tov. Yeah, first day service, first day service. Have the Hadasha and the Reason. Also, daylight savings time. So make note, take
call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.